There's a story that the late George Plimpton told about the great Muhammad Ali. George Plimpton shared about a talk that Ali had given at Harvard University. He recalled that at the end of Ali's talk, one of the students yelled to Ali, "Give us a poem." Plimpton offered that up until that time, the shortest poem on record was about fleas. The poem went, "Adam, Haddam." Ali paused, looked around and said, "Me, we." We have this tendency as human beings to view our lives in terms of an us and a them, don't we? And Ali's powerful two-word poem really presents an interesting possibility, doesn't it? It presents the possibility of setting aside fear, competition, and struggle in exchange for a world that works for everyone. Imagine, what would it be like to live in a world where you considered as a matter of habit not just what would work for you, but what would work for the other guy too? And what would it be like to be able to take it for granted that someone was thinking of you? What if we could find complete satisfaction out of contributing to another? What if we measured our own success based on the fulfillment of someone else's dream? What if we could turn our enemy into a friend and rejoice in their victory as a triumph for us both? Can you even imagine? Could this world really work for us all? I was rummaging through a box of old things the other day and I ran across an old Jesse Jackson speech. In this speech, Jesse Jackson described seeing a 7-foot-tall young man, clearly an athlete, walking across a college campus with a 3-foot-tall young woman. "I tried to act normal, but it looked funny to me," he recalled. So Jackson asked the president of the college with whom he was strolling, "What am I looking at?" And the president said, "Well, I thought you would ask. You see, that is his sister. Matter of fact, it is his twin sister, and by some freak of genetics, he came out the giant and she came out dwarfed. He's a top athlete in the state. We couldn't afford to get him. All the big schools offered him scholarships. The pros offered him contracts. He said that he could only go to the college where my sister can get a scholarship. The NCAA said, we can't give 2 scholarships. We have bright lights. We have pro possibilities. And he said, but if my sister can't go, I can't go." Jesse Jackson responded, "Somewhere that boy learned something about real caring. If my sister can't go, I can't go. All of us are not born giants with silver spoons in our mouths and gold slippers on our feet. Some of us were born short, short of hope, short of opportunity, abandoned, neglected, homeless, motherless, teeth crooked, eyes tangled, dreams busted, hurt. But somebody has got to measure their giantness not by leaping up, but by reaching back and reaching out and caring and sharing." He played basketball, that boy, no doubt, and he was a star, no doubt, but that boy played a game far beyond basketball. If my sister can't go, I can't go. When was the last time that someone was willing to risk it all to bring you along? Can you even recall? And would you ever do that for them? How often do we stop to consider the me and the we that exists beyond the I and the my? Lori DeForti, a young San Diego artist who, when she won $11,000 worth of billboard space in a contest, used it to spotlight other aspiring artists. Maisie DeVore, an 82-year-old woman from Eskridge, Kansas, who spent 35 years collecting cans and selling them to recycling centers in order to raise money for the construction of a swimming pool for the kids in her community. Sir Ernest Shackleton, an explorer and captain of the Endurance, who became trapped with his crew on the ill-fated 1914 Antarctic expedition across an unmapped glacier, managed to bring each of his 28 men home alive after nearly 2 years of being trapped in frozen ice. And you? Today, remove the barriers that block your opportunity to look beyond what works for you. Learn what is possible when you intend to have things work for you at the level of family, community, your city, the world. Recognize today that human beings are never the enemy, but ways of being are. Today, consider that being vengeful, fearful, greedy, prideful, self-righteous, and judgmental are the enemy of what's possible. And people? They are the hope. Today, with those that you would be tempted to separate from and characterize as them, include them as me and create that you are we. Locate your most powerful self in your connectedness with someone else, and when you cross your finish line, Be inspired to look back and help the one who's not quite there today. Set aside fear, competition, and struggle, and reclaim the other as one of your own, and then watch your life unfold in a whole new way.